Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Can't make the right decisions? Is your relationship on the rocks? Is your job dragging you down? Not sure what your purpose is? Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? Each week, you'll discover the path that will bring you the life you've dreamed of by answering your own questions with the help of certified coaches from around the globe. This hit call-in show will feature the best of the best in professional coaching, leaving no stone unturned. Get ready to get clear about what you want, learn what you need to learn, and take transformative action to bring your dreams to life. Now, here is your host, Karen Florence.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Karen Florence Show. This is On Purpose with Karen Florence, and I am your host. We're looking forward to a really good conversation with our guest today. I'm very excited to have her on the show. But first, a little bit of housekeeping. You can follow along the show via our website, Karen Florence, or onpurposewithkarenflorence.com. Just by clicking on Listen Here, you'll be able to hear the show and follow along. And definitely peruse around the website because you can take a look at our team members. You can take a look at our Vision Quest Italy program that is going on. And I just want to give a little heads up. Our deadline date for registration for that workshop in Italy is August 15th, which is next week. Seats are filling up. So I just got another email from someone this morning asking if there are still spots left. Yes, there are a few spots left. So please, if you're interested, get to us as soon as possible. Either contact Martha or myself via the website, and we'll be able to talk to you and explain how that thing is working. We're looking forward to a great workshop and a wonderful experience in Tuscany in the fall. So it's just going to be fabulous. Okay, so let's get to it. You know, our show is about coaching, and really my job is to gather some of the best coaches that we have around the world and really showcase the different types of coaching that are out there in the world. And today our guest is Mariana Leed. She is a PhD. She has been in the coaching world for a very long time, one of the founding members of ICF. In New York, and really has done some amazing things. She's got a bunch of websites, which I will let her tell you about in a moment. But first, let's welcome her to the show. Marianne, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for being on the show. So, you know, I know you and I have spoken before, and you have a very, very interesting and varied background in coaching. But just for, you know, just take a minute and tell us a little bit about how you got to be where you are today and what you're doing in the coaching world.
Well, my journey is extremely eclectic. I came here in 1979, a long time ago. It makes me feel very old, actually. I came here in 1979 from Ukraine with my mother, and started my career in an acting field, and then added to that other things that I had to do to pay rent, such as real estate. And other things that I was doing, and then I went to school, got married, got divorced, had a child, you know, everything in order, and then I also became a therapist, and specifically hypnotherapist, and started speaking on many, many different topics around self-improvement. And then also around professional improvement as well, such as presentation skills, leadership skills, and then I started coaching. So it all kind of it was almost like connecting the dots and completing the puzzle, and now it's complete. I hope.
So tell us a little bit about your coaching. I know you were involved in ICF, and you have this amazing thing that you did in your background, which is you had a TV show about coaching. Tell us about that.
A TV show, yes. Well, I was on the board of directors of ICF NYC for about 8 years. So that was a lot of contribution, a lot of volunteering. And basically, I used my know-how of an acting field and production industry to create my own show. And that show was really focused on interviewing other coaches, pretty much what you were doing today with me, interviewing other coaches on their styles, their methods. And my goal was to really introduce coaching to general public. Because at that time, now, you know, when I say, when people ask me, so Mariana, what do you do? And when I say I'm a life and career coach, people don't blink an eye. But, you know, 15 years ago, 12 years ago, even 10 years ago, when people asked me what I did and I would say I'm a coach, they would raise their eyebrows and they would have that you know, question in their eyes, and they would think that, well, is she in a leather bag business, or is she in a travel busing business? You know, because people didn't know what coach really meant. What we weren't familiar with our industry. So that was my goal, to introduce everybody to what is coaching. And I had that show on for about 5 years, and then I trained other people on the board of ICF NYC to do what I did, and I stepped aside and let them do their thing, and I focused on my business at that time.
Well, it is very demanding having a show, as you know. I know you know. We can share this burden, but really, that's true. That is also true. I am with me that my show. The reason I decided to do the show was because I really wanted to educate the public out there about what coaching is. Coaches tend to want to coach coaches. I think it's a very comfortable thing, but the whole world needs to be coached. And I'm hoping that as listeners listen to the show, they see that there's really, really a great deal of self-exploration and a lot of self-growth, ways to see things differently through coaching. And so that's really my goal. So, you know, our topic today is the competitive challenges of women in the workplace. So let's talk to me a little bit about that. Why did you pick that topic for today, and how is that involved in what the coaching that you do?
Well, it's very interesting that you just mentioned how everybody needs to be coached, and I so much agree with that, because and why we chose this topic for today, because I feel that women don't have as much support as guys do. And women especially need that added support, and that coaching as an ongoing basis process that will enable them to move forward much more effectively and with more confidence, both in business and in their personal lives. So that's the answer, that part of your question.
Yeah, and I want to interrupt you. We're about to go to break, but I just want to make an observation. I do this very fun thing. I do a supper club. And the people who come, the women who come to my supper club, because it is really a women's supper club, we're all around the same age. I would say we're between 40 and, I don't know, 60 maybe. And what's really interesting is this age group of women still are finding the challenges of working in a man's world. And it's really interesting to me just how that is played out. And, you know, I know women who are very, very high up. I mean, my clients are all CEOs and vice presidents and, you know, very, very high level executives. And they still are finding that problem in the workplace. But it has shifted a little bit. It's not happening so much for younger women. But do you find it true? We're going to cut to break in 1 minute, but just, you know, give me a short answer. Do you find that the older a woman is in the workplace, the more difficult it becomes for her?
Yes and no, because the older you become, the more confident you become, hopefully, and the more experience you have, and experience not only in what you do professionally, but also experience in working with your colleagues and you know, stating what you want and how you want it, you have better communication skills, and you're able to articulate better what you're about, your value. Well, hopefully, you know, in an ideal situation, especially for women who are coaches or who are using a coach, you know. But on the other hand, if we compare our earnings to male, then that becomes a consideration, you know.
So, you know, we're going to cut to break, but when we come back, I want to ask you this question and think about it while we're on break. I have a new client, and she said to me, you know, when I have a great project going, I'm confident, and when I don't have a great project going, I'm not. And that seems to be a problem. So I want you to think about that. We're going to cut to break now, so we will be right back.
To Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome back. You're listening to On Purpose with Karen Florence. This is Karen Florence, your host. Today we're talking to Mariana Lead, PhD. She is very involved in the coaching world, and we're talking to her today about competitive advantages of women at the workplace and in leadership. I want to open the phone lines for anyone who'd like to call in and ask a question, be either Mariana or myself. Our call-in number is 800-930-2819. Again, 800-930-2819. Or you can simply send us a Skype message or, you know, send us an email. We'll get that while the show is going on as well. So, but Mariana, when we went back, when we were at break, I asked a question right before we went to break about women who are in very, very high positions but are feeling confident when there's a really great project that they're shining through. But when that project isn't going, they're feeling a little bit less confident. And, you know, when I work with clients, I'm all about building up their confidence in every moment, as opposed to just having confidence when I'm working on a really, really yummy project. Do you find this to be the case with women these days, that they really need to have that project, that vehicle, in order to make themselves feel really confident in the workplace?
Well, in my answer, I would like to highlight a couple of different points. Well, for one, I think that it's important for any gender, for both men and women, to be passionate about their projects, to be proud of what they do, and to be prepared. Because when you're prepared, well, usually that has a direct correlation with your level of confidence. So that goes for either, you know, for both men and women. So that's one part of it. Well, the other part of it, it's interesting that you mentioned the word feel. Women feel better or feel more confident. And that's a natural thing for a woman to say, as both you and I are women, naturally. And that's how they express themselves to us when we coach them, because women are feeling, you know, we have more emotions. And actually, that had been our challenge and our advantage. So talking about the untapped and unrecognized resources that we as women can utilize in leadership and apply in business can be found in the silver lining of our own challenges. So talking about feelings, talking about emotionals, well, there's no question women are more emotional. And we have science to back that up. And, you know, because we are more emotional by nature, the good thing is, if you look at the, you know, silver lining of that, we also have more compassion. We have more empathy naturally. And with the development of emotional intelligence and positive psychology, there is a lot of research that brought to the table proof that those qualities benefit not just families and not just personal relationships, but greatly benefit organizations, and they actually improve the bottom line. So nowadays, many CEOs, companies, and HR professionals who make hiring decisions realize that these qualities, you know, being compassionate, having more empathy to other employees, offer great value for their organization.
You know, it's interesting. We tend to think about the emotional aspect of women as a negative in the workplace. And, you know, I think that there's a flip side to that, that men do not have that necessarily that compassionate side to them. And the more, you know, the fewer women there are in the workplace, the more masculine the whole attitude of work in a particular company becomes. And so when a woman does come into a workplace where she is maybe the only senior woman or one of a few senior women at the top, how does she navigate that to her advantage?
Yes, well, one thing we need to do is to look at our challenges as our strength. So emotions could be used positively and negatively, right? So the negative expression of emotions usually happens when we have low awareness of what we are feeling and how we're expressing it. So getting handle on our emotions, the way to turn it around is by increasing that level of awareness. And then we can really bring in our strengths and look at our emotions as our strength, even when we are in the space of being stuck in the negativity of our emotion. So what do I mean? Like, for instance, because we're more emotional, we're also much more caring in terms of what other people think and feel. That's because of that empathy factor, right? So when we're in the space thinking, oh my God, I wonder what he or she thinks right now. I wonder how he or she feels by what I did, you know, even. You can kind of stop yourself and regroup and refocus on, wow, and think, wow, you know, I am able to provide empathy to so many other people in such a great way. Let me allow me to take a second to give it to myself and acknowledge the job that I did well, acknowledge how well I organized my project, acknowledge how well I communicated and encouraged my team. So all of these things could really turn around our mood, our attitude, and channel our emotions into a very positive way. And that's how you do it.
Yeah. You know, a question just popped in my head, and it's really interesting because this is coming out of a coaching session that I had with a client this week about being acknowledged at work. Is there a big difference between the way men prefer to be acknowledged and the way women prefer to be acknowledged naturally?
Well, by nature, women are more supportive and nourishing. It's easier for us to, and it's natural for us to give a compliment, to notice someone, to acknowledge someone's positive contribution. And I think because it's natural for us to give it, it's also easier for us to receive it, right? So I think men are, because they're less emotional, and because they don't have this trait so well developed. I mean, and of course, when I say I don't mean all men or all mean women, I'm just talking about statistics here. I'm talking about the majority. So it may be more difficult for them to give and receive a compliment, to give and to receive acknowledgement. On the other hand, men, and something that we can learn from them, men are much more natural about asking for what they want and verbalizing what they want. So when they want something, like let's say a guy wants and feels deserves that he needs deserves promotion. So a woman could be sitting at her desk and working really hard and doing her job really, really well and, you know, keeping it a secret. Because a lot of us have this Cinderella syndrome, waiting for someone or something to come and discover us or rescue us. So because of that, while we are sitting and waiting to be noticed, that guy at the next desk, maybe right next to us, is going to go right to the manager's office, sit down and say, hey, I've been here for this and this long. I've been doing this and that job. I think I deserve a promotion. And he's going to get it, even though you may deserve it just as much, maybe even more so.
Yeah. There's a really great book out there. I'm sure it's sitting here somewhere on my shelf called Women Don't Ask.
Right.
And it's because we were taught not to ask from, you know, from baby on up, that we should not be asking. And therefore, because we don't ask, and especially because we don't start asking early, especially about salary, that over the long term, the discrepancies between salaries is huge. And it's not necessarily because there's a conspiracy not to pay women, but if you don't start asking for that salary increase in your 20s, by the time you start asking for it in your 40s, you're already behind the eight ball. And that's part of what causes a discrepancy in salaries. We're about a minute to break, so I just want to again pose another question for us to think about. Because, you know, there's a lot of talk about women and about men, and this is the way men do it, and this is the way women do it. But the reality is today is that more and more men and women are working together in senior positions, in leadership positions, and we need to really start figuring out how to get what we want, how to ask for what we want, and how to be a team. You know, I'm never going to believe that gender has nothing to do with it, because it's just biologically is not the truth. But there certainly is a way for us to be equal team members. So when we come back, I want to talk about how women become part of the team and how men become part of the team. That's separate from the man team and the woman team. So just hold on to your hats. Again, we're taking calls. Our call-in number is 800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe? Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Welcome back. This is On Purpose with Karen Florence. I'm your host, Karen Florence, and today we are talking to Mariana Leed, PhD. She is a coach, ICF board member for many years in New York, TV personality, you name it, she's done it. And today we are talking about competitive advantages of women in the workplace and in leadership. But as a little aside, on the break, we were talking about how we love my intro music, which was written for me by David Schomer for the show. He was a client of mine and now, of course, a dear, dear friend. And I wish we could play that music the whole time. We could all be up and dancing. Okay, so Mariana, let's get back to it. When we went to break, I was asking you the question about how can men and women meld together to make a team? And You know, I guess my follow-up to that also is to acknowledge the strengths and weaknesses of each other. You know, I think that women, too, tend to think that men feel less than they actually feel. I have the majority of my clients have always been men, surprisingly. And, you know, they feel much more intently than people think, you know, than women think that they do. They are much more in tune with what is going on in their companies and with the people around them than we generally think of. So what can we do to make this team as opposed to the men against the women?
So there's a lot that I can say about that. You know, we already mentioned that women are better team players because of their natural ability to be more supportive and nourishing. I mean, that's biological. It's a biological thing that we have. So in business, that ability is of a crucial importance because when people are noticed in a positive way, and when people feel that someone cares and notices their performance, it starts reflecting on their work ethics and attitude and usually results in more productivity, which in turn increases the bottom line. So, you know, women do bring to the table a lot of like great stuff to organizations. But you brought up something very important as well. You brought up the fact that some men have feminine qualities, and some women naturally have masculine qualities because we all have yin and yang nature. We are of a possession of all of these qualities. It's just some of them are developed more than others. So actually research shows that leaders who achieve great success and are able to lead their organizations to great success are those who are able to embody both masculine and feminine qualities. So great leaders are usually emotional in a good way because they are compassionate, they have empathy, they care what their employees think and feel. At the same time, as they are capable of great delegation skills, like this is a male attribute, they are aggressive about their business, which is also more of a male, masculine attribute, which, by the way, could also be a bad thing and a good thing, just like emotions, because we know that when we talk about aggression, it doesn't necessarily mean good thing. You know, it's good in business, but it could also get really ugly, just like an uncontrolled emotional can get really ugly. So again, both men and women, we need to look at our specific differences, not as obstacles, but look at them as great qualities that we can move towards, even when these qualities show up on the other side of the cone. If we focus on the positive, then we can bring our emotions more to the positive. Then we can bring, talking about guys, aggression, and channel it in a positive way. You know, so I think that when we, as a human race, not just women or men, but both, when we all recognize that all of these qualities could be both good and bad, and that the positive expression of these qualities are extremely necessary, needed, wanted in a good, healthy organization, and in our leaders, then we can focus on the positive and expand on that and be more inclusive.
You know, that sounds really great. And what I'm curious about is, could you give us an example about how to actually start that process in the workplace? You know, I had a client say to me this week that where this person works, you eat what you kill. You know, when I heard that, my heart just sank. What a horrible way to be working. What a horrible environment that's kind of the attitude in the office. You eat what you kill. How do we go about changing that? and, you know, in a very grounded way. What steps can a person who's in an environment like that start to take? Obviously, I'm going to say the first thing is hire a really good coach to come in and work with your team. That's number one. But short of that, what can someone do?
You know, this is a very philosophical question. And with my clients, I always work on coming from a place of empowerment and knowing your value, as opposed to coming to the table from a place of fear. So whether, no matter what relationship you have, whether it's personal or in business, actually, whether you're talking to your mother-in-law, or if you're talking, whether you're talking to your boss, if you're coming from the place of fear, this is not going to go well, neither for you, for your advancement in your career. It's just not healthy. And when you're talking about that philosophy of kill or be killed, well, that's definitely a philosophy of fear. You know, be hunt or be hunted, that's fear. You know, my skin crawls just, you know, thinking of that. So can you imagine if someone in that emotional charge from 9 to 5, and nowadays it's not ever from 9 to 5, it's more like from 9 to 8, you know? So, or even like from 7 a.m. till 8 p.m., the work hours are insane right now. So if you are in that environment, in energy all day long, from day to day to day, how do you think it's going to affect your health? How do you think it's going to affect all of your relationships? How do you think it's going to affect your mental state of mind? And so on and so on. So the first thing to do is, first of all, to ask yourself, well, how is it working for me? Do I like to be in this energy of fear and anger? Really persecution, because this is this energy of, you know, being victimized, really. And you are your own victim because you're doing it to yourself with this consciousness of kill or be killed, you know. Oh, my goodness. So, of course, it's much easier to do with an outside help, such as coaching, like you mentioned, as you mentioned, is a great tool for creating new perspectives and embodying them and living them. Because just thinking something differently is only the first step. But even before that step, of course, she needs to recognize that this is not a nice space to live in, you know? And many people don't even take a pause, don't step outside of that energy and look at it from outside in, and question, is this how I want to live my life? Does this feel good enough to keep on living like that, feeling like that, doing things from that perspective? You know, because unless you have that moment of awareness, nothing else will happen. So that's part of it. And then the other part, so coaching, then what else? Mentorship. So, you know, and it's harder for women to get other mentors. So mentorship, creating relationships, sustaining relationships. And your mentor doesn't have to be a woman. It just has to be someone who you know is going to understand you, appreciate you, and champion you. And someone, hopefully, who where you would like to be tomorrow, someone who could share their expertise from the place where they're at, and that's where you want to be tomorrow. Yeah. You know, so
we're coming up again on a break. The segments go so fast when the conversation is so interesting. When we come back, I want to talk to you a little bit about tolerations. And, you know, we tend to tolerate things. We get used to things. It's the way our brains work. We get used to doing it. It's not good. It's not great, but we know how to do it, and we keep on doing those same things. And I know that women tend to do this in the workplace. They start off with a storyline about who they have to be in corporate America, in their jobs, and that, and from that decision that they've decided who they've had to be, which may or may not be true, they start tolerating things that they should not be tolerating. So when we come back from break, I want to touch a little bit on the things that we're tolerating and how to let go of those things and stand up for ourselves. So we are talking with Mary Ann Lee, PhD, about coaching and about competitive advantages of women in the workplace. We'll be right back.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to have all your relationships work for you? Those with your family, friends, and coworkers? Perhaps with a lover? How about with your body and your money? Ask Susan, relationship counselor, life coach, and access consciousness facilitator. Susan Lazar Hart has assisted thousands in creating relationships that truly work for them. Ask Susan, a monthly telecall where you can be heard and receive simple tools to apply to all your relationships. AskSusan.net. That's ask-susan.net.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Welcome back. You're listening to On Purpose with Karen Florence. I'm your host, Karen Florence, and today we are talking to Mariana Lee, PhD, renowned coach, and we're talking about the competitive advantages of women in the workplace and in leadership. When we went to break, I was asking the question about tolerations. So you have the floor, Mariana. What's your opinion about that?
I hate to say this, but I think that we need to take some responsibility for not getting what we want and for, unfortunately, tolerating at this point what should not be tolerated. We must take some responsibility for that. I think that a lot of it happens simply because we don't ask. So I think it's also about education, because if, for instance, before going for an interview for a certain position, if we were to take the time to see how much money a male counterpart makes at this same position at this same given company, then you would know what to expect. And just expect that. Don't take less than that. You know, because if you would, then it would be discrimination, really. You know, so if we would know our rights, if we would invest some time into educating ourselves and educating what we can and cannot do, what we can and cannot ask, we would be in a much more powerful place. And, you know, I think that, I mean, statistics are very, very telling. Of course, you know, here in the States, we did made some good strides over the last, you know, few years, but we still have a huge gap to close between our earnings and what male earn today. And there is a paradox. There is a paradox that with more education, that gap in earnings only widens, becomes larger. So I'll give you a few statistics that are just jarring. So there is $1 million gap between men and women earnings who graduated college. And there is a $2 million gap in dollars between men and women earnings who continued education after college and graduated a professional school. I mean, it's unbelievable. So, you know, I just, when I look at these statistics, I was wondering to myself how many women actually use that as an excuse not to get education or not to get into that leadership position. And I don't think that it should be viewed as a deterrent or used as a deterrent that stops us from moving forward. Again, I think that we should look at obstacles as stepping stones, and that's both for men and women, and because otherwise we get paralyzed and there is no movement forward. You know, so take some responsibility, get education, get as much of it as you can, focus on your profession and ask for what you want. Don't keep it a secret. Don't keep a secret your value, because organization that you're applying for or where you already work, they want to know. They may not know. They may not be as aware as you think that they are aware of your contributions. So, and in business especially, in business it's a little bit different because we're talking about corporate world or you know, nonprofit world organizations. But in business and entrepreneurship, it's a little bit easier because, well, women are their own bosses. So if you are your own boss, just apply all of that towards your leadership, because we have so many great qualities that are traditionally thought of only, quote unquote, women qualities that are not applicable to business. But if we turn it around, we really can use it towards leadership and towards our businesses.
Well, and I agree. We are certainly moving towards a more, what is the word that I want to use? A more cooperative way of doing business. People really, you know, I see this a lot in my practice where people are really tired of this eat what you kill attitude that's out there. And so we do need to start bringing in a little bit more of that feminine aspect into business, no doubt. You know, you mentioned the importance of formal education, and I want to bring up the importance of self-exploration education. You know, when I work with men and women, when we start looking at the difficulties they're having at work, these are the same difficulties they have at home. And one of the things that I suggest always to especially to women when they're having difficulties is take stock of who was around you when you were growing up. What did the women in your life do? How did they ask? What did they tolerate? And start making the connection. Are you just parroting behavior that you were taught as a child that really doesn't serve you in today's world as an adult? How often do you think that comes into play in the workplace, Mariana?
Well, the thing is that you asked me before also about not only education, but also what women can do to even up the field, the playing field a bit more. And I think it has to do with education. And I, by the way, I believe both in formal and informal education. And I know that there are a lot of people without PhD who are self-educated and know just as much, if not more, than those who have a PhD. Because I think that the bottom line around that is the passion towards education, not exactly where you got your diploma, or even if you do have or don't have that piece of paper. It's really what you know and what your passion to find out, you know? So that said about education, what we can do more about to even up our field, our playing field between men and women. One thing that we can be more supportive of each other. So again, that philosophy that you mentioned, kill or be killed, you know, you eat what you kill. Unfortunately, and very sadly, many women tend to see each other as competitors, and usually don't support each other in the workplace. And studies show that 70% of people who bully women at the workplace, guess what?
They're women.
They're other women.
Wow. I mean, you know what, Marianne, I'm going to have to interrupt you. I hate to end on that point, but that is a horrifying statistic, and people should call you and ask you about that. we're just about at the end of the show, and I want to thank you so much. The conversation has really been fantastic, and we definitely should have you back on. Take a minute quickly and tell us what you have coming up, and how can people reach you?
Well, okay, great. Thank you so much. Quickly, my email address is probably the best way to reach me, and it's easy to memorize because it's basically my name. It's Mariana, MARIANNA, at drlead.com. That's my email address. Please email me. And if you email me and if you would like to get a free coaching session out of me, I will do that with the first 5 responses. But please put in your subject line, Karen Florence Show, so that I would know where you're coming from. So that number one, that's number one. Number two, if you are curious about coaching or about education and coaching, I do train people to become professional coaches. So if you're interested about that, then just simply go to my site. I have a different site for that, which is lifeandcareercoachtraining.com. Go there and get all of your information. And then if you're interested, contact me about that. I have a class coming up soon in September.
Okay, great. Well, thank you.
And then one more thing, just really quickly. For those of you who are in business and want to fund your idea or your project or even your business, we have co-formed a new company called crowdu.us, and that's our site, crowdu.us. And that's where you can get education about crowdfunding. Okay. So if you don't have a penny and complain that you have a great idea but don't have the money to make it, to manifest it, that's the place to do it.
All right, super. Okay, Marianne, thank you so much for being on the show. You've been listening to On Purpose with Karen Florence. Again, go check out Vision Quest Italy. Our seats are filling up, and we'd love to have you along. Have a great week. Thanks.
You've been listening to On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for another transformative hour of On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence to discover the path that will bring you the life you've dreamed of by answering your own questions with the help of certified coaches from around the globe. For more information about Karen and to download your copy of past shows, visit www.onpurposeradio.com or www.onpurposewithkarenflorence.com and live life on purpose.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix
of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in your brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat. and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.